Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're back on 720 WGN. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. Okay, I've enjoyed the past week or so talking to different health officials who we've been talking to for the past year or so and enjoying sort of a victory lap of sorts. Mark Pfister is the Lake County Health Department Director. He joins us on a phone line now. Mark, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be here.
Might be early for a victory lap, but doesn't it feel nice to have more vaccines than you need?
Oh, I got to tell you, this is so great. We finally have tens of thousands of vaccines. So very different story from a couple of weeks ago when I was talking to you.
It's, you guys all said this was coming, especially the doctors said that it would be here before we knew it, but I just didn't believe it. And here we are, the last day of April. And, you know, I got an appointment for one of my daughters this week. We logged on to Walgreens, the local Walgreens, and she got a shot the next day about a half a mile from our house. It's just that easy now.
Yeah, President Biden actually said it very well the other day where he said that, Americans can find a shot within 5 miles. And I can tell you right now in Lake County is that you can look out on any website, including ours, and you can find an open slot. So anybody that needs a vaccine, we got a slot for you.
Yeah, and, you know, I want to stress that because I'm one of those guys who I never go see the big theater shows because I don't want to buy tickets 8 months in advance or I just don't plan ahead. And I know that might have kept a lot of people from making an appointment. You don't have to know what you're doing 3 or 4 weeks from now to get a shot. You can figure it out and get a shot tomorrow if you need to. And I know there are walk-ups now at the Lake County Fairgrounds, right? Tell me about that.
Yeah, we've been doing walk-ups at our Water Street facility in Waukegan for a couple of weeks, but tomorrow we're going to start with the walk-in service, so you don't even need an appointment. So Mondays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sunday from noon to 3 p.m., you can just walk in and we can give you a vaccination. And then on Wednesdays from 2 to 5 p.m., because we're also having later hours on Wednesdays for both appointments and walk-ins.
But the key is if you want to make an appointment, you can still do it there, right?
Yeah, actually, we still prefer people to do an appointment, and it's actually better for you because then you're guaranteed that slot. You won't have any wait.
What is the in and out time generally for someone who's a walk-in? I know you're just starting it there, but what do you expect?
Well, actually, it'll be less than 15 minutes, wow. And then plus another 15 minutes for the wait. It's just 5 minutes to get registered, and then literally it's 10 minutes to go through the screening and then get your shot, and then 15 minutes while we observe you.
That's amazing. And Mark, we've been saying this is going to happen all along, but I still kind of am pinching myself. But so it's anyone 16 or older, right? But if you're under 18, you still need a guardian with you?
Yeah, so if you're 16 or 17, we still want you to bring your parent or guardian with you, and they just sign off on consent while you're there. But also, Pfizer is the only vaccine that can be used for 16 and 17-year-olds because Moderna and Johnson are 18 and above.
Okay. So another question then. If you are going to make an appointment and you're 16, you don't have to bring your parent with you in that case, or do you?
Yes. Yeah, so you if do. You're 16 and 17, then you should bring your parent or your guardian.
Either way, whether you're registered or walk up.
Yes.
And you don't require citizenship for the vaccine, correct?
Absolutely not. We vaccinate everybody, and from a public health perspective, that's a great thing to do.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you there. That's why we're doing this. Now, I know, too, that I think you stress in your documents I was looking at that this isn't billed to insurance. It is free. Excuse me.
Yeah,
But I, as I recall, I still had to provide my insurance information. Not for Lake County, but I did it through Walgreens. Do you know why that would be?
Yeah, so what the different companies that are doing are private providers is that they're billing the administration fee. But again, you don't see that at all. You don't pay for that at all. So it's just the administration fee of them giving you the shot.
I see. Does that go to my insurance company or to the government?
Well, it goes through depending on the type of insurance you have. But it's just something that you won't have a copay or anything on.
Right.
There's going to be nothing for anybody that gets a shot. So there's I think that's something to really stress, is that there's no cost to any individual getting a vaccination.
So, Mark, what percentage of Lake County residents now have one shot, and what percentage have both shots or are fully vaccinated?
Well, that's the other. Yeah, so that's another great thing that just happened today, is that we have 477,809 doses that have been administered. But what is really great is we eclipsed that 200,000 mark today. So we have 200,464 people in Lake County that are now fully vaccinated.
And what's the population of Lake County?
It's 700,000. But I think another great win today is that 70.24% of our 65 and above population is now fully vaccinated.
That's fantastic. And you've got well over 50% with at least one shot, and not quite a third with both.
Correct.
That's pretty good for me, because I don't do math, to be honest with you, Mark.
Yeah, you actually, you know, if you would have said 28.18%, I would have really been proud of you.
Okay, so we still got to reach the other ones. How do you do that?
Well, and I think that's something that we know about. One out of five Americans has said that they don't want the shot. So that's going to be a very difficult group. I think where we're really concentrating on those is about 14% of Americans are saying that they're unsure. And then what we're also seeing is that African-Americans and Latinx individuals tend to be more unsure. So that's really where we're going to spend our time and walk-ins will help, because I think there's been some issues with people using the computer or calling a phone line to make that appointment. But if we make it really convenient, I think we're going to see a lot more people getting vaccinated.
Do you know, and I don't mean to jump outside your area of expertise specifically, but are there others, are there pharmacies that allow walk-ins as well, or is it just the public clinics right now?
Yeah, actually, we have a number of different entities, like the new site we just opened up in Round Lake Beach at the old Kmart site. They allow for walk-ins. We're opening up a new site in Zion next week. Their walk-ins will be allowed there. One thing is with like Walgreens and CVS and others is that they really are only giving about 100 shots a day. I mean, it's great because Walgreens has 35 stores. So, I mean, that's 3,500 doses a day. But since it's such a small number and they only have generally one vaccinator, they have to still do it by appointment only.
I got you. Someone texted in. They said if they got their first dose in Cook County, is there a way they can get their second dose in Lake County? And I would imagine that a lot of people drove a long way for their first dose and are hoping to get the second one closer to home.
Yeah, absolutely, because actually everybody that is registered in all vax is enabled to make an appointment. So if you got your first dose somewhere else, go ahead and make your second dose with us.
You can get you can arrange for just a second dose?
Yeah, just go into all vax and select your second dose. And if you're not registered, then just come on, walk in during the walk-in times, and we'll get you set up.
Or you could register with all vax, right, and then just make an arrangement then.
Yeah, so and that's the other great thing too, Steve, is that anybody who registers in all vax now, that you're automatically enabled to make an appointment. So that's the great thing about having a lot of vaccine. And then at the fairgrounds, you know, we have about 3,000 slots available every day. Obviously, about 1,500 of them get filled pretty quickly, but then there's another 1,500 that are available.
Yeah, I got my notification from all vax earlier this week. As it turned out, I was able to get an appointment earlier than that, but I was happy to see that the system worked just the way we were talking about it.
That's awesome.
All right, so let's wrap this up then. If you have a message to get out to people who haven't been vaccinated, who are reluctant or scared or, you know, just slow to act, I mean, what do you tell them? How do you get them out there?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we have found with these vaccines is that all three of these vaccines are extremely effective. And what we're really seeing as great news is that, you know, with 70% of our 65 and above fully vaccinated, we're seeing a lot fewer cases in the 65 and above. And in fact, they're the lowest number of cases, new cases that we're seeing, many fewer hospitalizations, and definitely a lot fewer deaths. So, you know, our message is why would you want to not get vaccinated? Because this is something that's going to protect you. And as I always say, whether it's the flu shot or the COVID-19, is that go for 90% effective versus 100% ineffective by not getting it.
Mark Pfister, the director of the Lake County Department of Public Health. Good work, Mark. We'll talk again.
Thank you, Steve. Have a great weekend.
You too. All right, we're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.